Well, good morning, everyone. And I want to send a special hello to everybody who's connecting with us through the internet live streaming, which is something we began just recently. So you can always connect to your computer or your phone. Whenever the services are going on, just connect to us through the internet. This morning, we're going to be taking a little break from our new series in the Gospel of John. We're going to be doing something called Ministry Fair Sunday. What that means is I'm going to have a very short message, and then we're going to move down to the gymnasium, because in the gymnasium you get a chance to discover all the different ministries in the church and see different ways that you can plug in and serve. So let me just tell you a couple areas of business here before we actually get into our text. Well, go ahead, I'm looking for my keynote here. I think it's coming up. While you're bringing the keynote up, let me just mention a couple things here. One is that we are having the ministry fair here in the spring. I know it's a little bit weird to have it in the summer, but the reason we're doing it now is because we take the summer even though a lot of the ministry teams are not operating, it's a time where I guess we're not going to do keynote today. Okay, scratch that one. All right, it's the time when a lot of the ministries like to go ahead and they do their planning during the summer. They work on their budgets during the summer. We approve budgets, gets all the plans in place. So when we start in the fall, everything is ready to go because the fall is a tough time to actually have a ministry fair and to get everybody involved and in plan at the same time. So we do it here in the spring. It's the best time for you to get plugged in at a ministry at Faith Church. The other thing I'd like you to know about is a particular team. This team is called the Connections Team. It's composed of four ladies right now, and what their job is they try to take new people and help get them plugged into different ministry opportunities at the church. Now, I was going to show you their faces and put a name together that way, but it's not working quite today, so I'm just going to tell you who they are. They are, first of all, Dale Gamash. And then there is Carrie McKim, Pam Gravert, and the last one I'm a little bit partial towards, it's Cindy Truxes. So these are the four ladies that put together the ministry fair, and they're the ones who also will be contacting you during the year to help you plug into ministries if you are new. So that's enough of the business. Let's go ahead and get into our short study. Our study today is going to be from 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14. If you want to follow along in your Bibles, that's fine. You can turn there. I'm just going to tell you what the situation is and then get into our key text. Paul is writing to Timothy. Timothy is a young guy. He's a new pastor. And Paul is writing words of encouragement and wisdom about how we can do ministry. And in chapter 4, verse 14, he says this very interesting phrase. He says, "Do not neglect the gift you have." In other words, Timothy has a supernatural gift from God. It's a gift that allows him to serve people well and to build up the church. But he is being tempted to neglect it, to not use it. What would keep somebody from using their spiritual gift, and a strong gift? Well, as I thought about that, I reasoned that life is not much different now than it was back then. Probably things haven't changed. The things that would distract us from using our gift now are probably the same things that distracted Timothy from using his gift then. And let me just give you some of those things, I would think. Excuse me. First of all, I think it would be just simple, ordinary busyness. Does anybody have a busy life? Okay, the rest of you can just be honest and put your hands up. Because I think all of us have busy lives. In fact, I was talking to a friend recently, and he had gone through a heart attack, and I said, "What happened?" And this is his answer: "I just got so busy with work, I neglected to take care of myself." I've talked with other friends, and I remember one guy, I said, "Why is your marriage falling apart?" He said, "I got so busy, I just neglected to care for my wife. Busyness causes us to neglect things because we can't keep all the plates spinning in the air. And I picture Timothy was a guy who was a busy young man. And it was causing him, or at least tempting him, to neglect using his spiritual gift. What else would be derailing him in this area? How about distraction? Busyness is I have so many things I must do. Distraction is I have many things I want to do. Not have to do, but there's so many options, there's so many activities. In fact, I'm busy doing so many different things, I don't do any of them well. And it's a splintering, it's a fragmenting issue here. I think this is what Timothy is tempted to do, to neglect using his gift that way. Another thing would be a sense of insignificance. I don't know for sure, but I'm guessing that Timothy's gift had to do with something with preaching and communicating and teaching the gospel. It's a lot of talking. And sometimes when you talk a lot, you go home and you wonder to yourself, did it really make any difference? Did anybody listen? Does my gift really matter? And I can see Timothy feeling sometimes insignificant with his gift, like it doesn't matter. So I think these were three things: busyness, distraction, insignificance, just ordinary life pressures that were distracting him or causing him to maybe neglect using his spiritual gift. Now, friends, I want to be honest with you. Timothy is not the only one who has a special gift for ministry that is given him from God. If you know Jesus Christ this morning, God has given you a gift. And busyness and distraction will tempt you to try and neglect using it. Let me just show you right here what the scripture says. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. It says this: as each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. First of all, he says, as each has received a gift. If you know Jesus Christ, you have a gift from God to serve others. You see, when we trust in Christ, the Holy Spirit comes into our hearts. And what the Holy Spirit does is he begins to convict us of sin, and he empowers us to say no to sin, and he gives us affections for God. And there's this incredible inner transformation that takes place. In fact, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. And we often focus on that, but we often neglect the fact that at the same time, the Holy Spirit doesn't just transform us on the inside, but he empowers us to minister to others on the outside. He gifts us. Now, what are those gifts used for? It says here, use it to serve one another. Our gifts are not to be given to ourselves. Our gifts are to serve others. That's how the Holy Spirit promises to empower us. And then he says this, as good stewards of God's varied grace. Couple things here. We are a steward of the gift God has given. In other words, we could be like Timothy and we could choose to neglect using our gift. Did you realize that? That we can neglect the way God has gifted and wired us? And when we use our gift, this is what happens. We experience the Holy Spirit actively working in our life. When we use our gift, the church is built up. When we use our gift, there is an incredible sense of joy that comes from God that is within us. Because we are doing what God has wired us to do to serve others and to build the church. When we choose not to use our gift, there's this lack of joy, lack of experience of the Holy Spirit. The church is not built up. Now, it is dangerous to neglect our God-given gifts. Now, some of you would say, well, this sounds interesting. Okay, we're talking about special God-given gifts. What are they like? I mean, are they supernatural things? Are they things like the gift of healing, prophecy, speaking in tongues? They can be. My experience is that those gifts are still operative, but it doesn't seem like God is giving them out to his church maybe as frequently as he did in the first century, but they're still there. The truth is that most of us are gifted and supernaturally empowered by God in what looks like a very ordinary way. But yet the Holy Spirit gets behind it and energizes it in service to the church. Now, I'm going to read for you Romans chapter 12, verses 6 through 8. And I want you to listen to what these kind of gifts look like. It says, in his grace, God has given us different gifts for doing certain things well. So if God has given you the ability to prophesy, speak out with as much faith as God has given you. Now listen to this. If your gift is serving others, serve them well. If you're gifted, if you are a teacher, teach well. If your gift is to encourage others, be encouraging. If you're giving, give generously. If God has given you leadership ability, take the responsibility seriously. And if you have a gift for showing kindness to others, do it gladly. Most of the times when God gifts us, it's to do what looks like very ordinary things with the Holy Spirit empowering us and energizing us to serve others. Friends, let me just give you the application points real quick here and just wrap this up. First of all, number one, if you know Jesus Christ this morning, not only has the Holy Spirit begun to transform you on the inside, but he is empowering you to serve others on the outside. That is a guarantee for every single one who has the Holy Spirit of God in them. And when you use that gift, the church is built up, you experience the Holy Spirit working in your life, and not only that, but you have joy. A joy that can only come from God. Number two, most of our gifts will look very ordinary in nature, like they're encouraging or kindness or giving, but yet God empowers those things in service to the church. Thirdly and lastly here, don't neglect your gift. Don't let the busyness of life, the distractions of life, or the sense that maybe your gift isn't that significant distract you or cause you to neglect using it in service of Christ and his church. Well, I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray that God gives us wisdom to know what our gifts are and wisdom to know how we can plug in to serve. And then after that, I'm going to encourage you all to head down to the gymnasium. Now, I know some of you are summer visitors or some of you are just checking things out and you're not going to necessarily plug in. Head down there anyway because there is great coffee in the kitchen. And just go ahead and connect with folks. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, I pray for our faith church as a body. Help us to know how you have wired us up. I pray that you would help us to find at least one opportunity to use our gifts to serve others. Thank you for empowering us. Thank you for the experience of Holy Spirit, you working through us and doing things that we would not be able to do on our own. Thank you for the joy of being used by you and used your Holy Spirit working in us and through us. Thank you for that experience. Give everyone wisdom to know how you put them together, and I pray that they would just find joy in plugging in and serving today. We ask all this in the name of the risen Jesus Christ.